Welcome everyone to my podcast, The Life of Music. Today I'm going to talk about a festival. And for that, Vega, an expert, is going to come and tell us everything she knows.
Hello everyone, I am Vega and I am a festival expert. I have been to 52 festivals in total.
Oh my god, that's a lot of festivals. But before telling us about your experience, could you explain what festivals are for people who are less familiar with this theme?
Of course, festivals are cultural and social events that bring people together to celebrate, commemorate and promote artistic, musical, gastronomic and cultural activities.
Oh, nice. What kind of themes can festivals have?
They can include music, dance, theatre, art exhibitions and other aspects of culture. They are a form of collective expression.
Oh, there are so many. I studied this topic, and the most popular ones are music festivals, right?
Yes. Have you ever been to one?
Yes, I've been to many musical festivals, but my favorite is Coachella.
Oh my god, I have been there and it is absolutely spectacular.
Yes, the only bad thing is that there are too many people.
True, a music festival usually has between 80,000 and 150,000 people, while a smaller one usually had between 500 and 5,000 people.
And could you tell me which country has the best festivals?
Of course, the country with the best festivals is the United Kingdom.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, festivals usually last several days.
Exactly. It may seem like too much at first, but I assure you that once you are there, you won't want to leave.
Yes, exactly. But staying there for so long can make you hungry. What kind of food is usually available at music festivals and what do you recommend it?
Usually, the most common food are the food trucks. They offer burgers, snacks, pizzas and burritos.
Now, could you tell us about the most delicious food you ate at a festival?
Sure, I went to a food festival and I ate a burger with super melted cheese dripping everywhere, really crispy bacon and perfectly cooked meat.
Wow, that sounds delicious. Now I'm hungry.
It was delicious.
Oh, for those who don't know, food festivals are events where people can try different dishes and learn about gastronomy from different cultures.
Oh wow, you really know a lot about this.
Yeah, I know. By the way, could you recommend any festival for this summer?
Of course, I usually look on different websites to see the festivals happening in July because, for me, they are the most exciting. Cultural dance or food festivals are also great, but they are usually better in spring or autumn because the weather is cooler.
Yes, but I mean something more specific. For example, could you tell us the name of a festival you really like?
Ah, no, I understand. I would recommend Glastonbury Festival in England if you enjoy life a music and big concert. I also recommend Coachella in California because many famous artists perform there every year.
Oh, by the way, could you tell us about a funny moment that happened to you at a festival?
Sure. Once at a music festival in England, it started raining very heavy. Everyone was covered in mud, but people continued dancing and singing. One person slipped in the mud while carrying food and everybody laughed, including him. It was really funny and nobody forgot that moment.
Oh, that sounds really funny.
Yes, it was.
To finish, the sound team favorite festivals are film festivals. What can you tell us about them?
Well, film festivals are very interesting because they show movies from different countries and cultures. One of the most famous in the Sundance Film Festival in the United States, where many independent films are present every year. Another important one is the Toronto International Film Festival in Canada, which is one of the biggest film festivals in the world.
Perfect. I think it'll go to the festival you recommended them. Thank you so much for coming and telling us all these things about festivals.
It has been a pleasure.
And what about you? Have you ever been to a festival? Take part in the Funny Festival Moments contest, and tomorrow the 5 winners will tell us about their experience. Good luck!